Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other toppings, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Imagine you're on a John Deere mower with a smooth ride, intuitive controls, and attachments for every season. You just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get in the seat or visit a dealer near you.
Hi, friends. Thanks for joining me on the Money Girl podcast. I'm Laura Adams. When it comes to investing, there are two broad strategies or philosophies: active investing and passive or lazy investing. In this podcast, I'll give you the major pros and cons for each of the strategies, tell you what the researchers say, and give you an important tip to boost your investment returns. First off, let me explain active investing. An active investor likes to buy and sell various kinds of investments, like stocks, mutual funds, exchange-traded funds, and commodities on an ongoing basis. They keep a close eye on the markets and make decisions like buying a stock when the price dips and selling it when the price goes up so they can make an immediate profit. The goal of an active investor is to time the market in order to take advantage of short-term price movements. As you can imagine, if you're really good at active investing, the upside could be massive. But if you're not, an investment that turns sour could leave you with massive losses. Not only can timing the market be risky, but it can be expensive because you generally have to pay a trading fee every time you make a transaction, which can really take a bite out of your earnings. Additionally, it takes a certain level of expertise to understand how to read performance charts, use professional trading software, and understand how changes in different types of industries and interest rates relate to the future price of your investments. On the other hand, passive investing is just what it sounds like. It means you really don't do much, hence the lazy factor. Passive investors take a long-term view of investing, which is also known as a buy-and-hold strategy. The idea is that they make consistent but limited purchases of investments that should appreciate over long periods of time. They don't consider owning stocks that are exploding in growth so rapidly that they might self-destruct. Those types of volatile investments are the ones that active investors will gladly snap up. A passive investor typically buys fundamentally strong companies or funds that own those companies that are likely to continue making profits for decades to come. But the question you're probably asking yourself is whether lazy investing pays off. Who's more likely to make more money over time, an active investor or a passive one? There's been lots of research about this topic, but I want to highlight an article by Mark Holbert, who writes for the American Association of Individual Investors. He's been tracking advisor portfolios for over 3 decades and says that about 2/3 of them would have made more money if they had been much less active. Holbert says that for 2010 alone, 500 different portfolios he examined gained an average of 14.6%. That's a pretty great return, but get this. If those same portfolios had not engaged in active trading, if they had just held on to the same investments from January 1st through the end of the year, they would have made 18%. Even in 2009, when the market plunged on March 9th and then made a run up, the average portfolio would have come out ahead by almost 1% if absolutely no trades had been made. Holbert also cites an academic study that scrutinized the trades made in 10,000 random brokerage accounts of individual investors from 1987 to 1993. The study focuses on cases when active investing occurred, where the account owner bought and sold a stock in fewer than 30 days. The researchers found that in the 12 months after the stocks were sold, they performed better than the stocks that were purchased to replace them. In other words, the data reveals that investors are prone to selling out too early. If the investors had been lazy and kept their investments, they would have earned a return that was 3.2% higher than what they got. The point of Holbert's article is to demonstrate that making more transactions lowers portfolio returns. A well-known economist named Gene Fama Jr. is credited for saying, "Your money is like soap. The more you handle it, the less you'll have."
Experience the joy of running in the new Triumph 22 from Saucony, the original running brand. Stacked with luxury foam cushioning, Triumph 22 turns miles into smiles with the ultimate blend of comfort and energy return. Shop Triumph 22 at Saucony.com. That's S-A-U-C-O-N-Y.com.
Money Girl is sponsored by Claritin. If you're like me and you suffer from allergies, you know this time of year can be pretty rough. There's a lot of sneezing, itchy eyes, congestion, and they can really hold you back from living the life you want to live. Luckily, for those with allergies, you can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This is a product designed for serious allergy sufferers. It's got two ingredients in one pill that relieve allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double-action combo of prescription-strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant relieves all the symptoms that you suffer. And what I love about Claritin D is that it starts working in as little as 30 minutes. Plus, it's non-drowsy, so you can still make the most of your day. I can take Claritin D and then get on the mic and record a podcast without being too congested. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
People today can spend half their lives over 50. So it's good to be financially ready for what's important to you as you get older, like a family vacation.
Cannonball!
Or starting your dream business.
Welcome to Connie's Coffee. How may I help you?
AARP's trusted financial tools can help you plan for whatever your future holds. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Start planning today at aarp.org/moneytools.
Many companies and researchers who study investor behavior find consistently that the average investor earns below average returns. The reason we do so poorly on our own when compared to historical market returns is due to our human nature. When the market drops, we panic and sell at the very worst time when prices are low. And when the market shoots up, we get greedy or finally get the confidence to buy. Again, at the very worst time when prices are high, we chase trends and overreact to news, which can lead to very irrational and bad investing decisions. My quick and dirty tip is to boost your investment returns by becoming a lazy investor. Now, I'm not saying that you should never make a trade, but I do believe that becoming an active investor shouldn't be taken lightly. If you do have a passion for trading, be prepared to spend at least as much time doing your homework as you would working a part-time job. For most people, sticking to a passive strategy where you contribute money to a retirement or a non-retirement brokerage account like Betterment in a systematic way will give you plenty of investment returns for much less effort. There aren't too many areas of life where being a couch potato can pay off, but isn't it nice to know that investing is one of them? If you like the tips you get in the Money Girl podcast and want to take more control of your money, I think you'll like my book, Money Girl: Smart Moves to Grow Rich. The book tells you what you need to know about money without bogging you down with what you don't. It's available at your favorite bookstore in print or as an ebook for your Kindle, Nook, iPad, PC, Mac, or smartphone. You can download two free chapters from the book at smartmovestogrowrich.com. As always, you'll find links to everything I've mentioned in the podcast and more resources on the Money Girl section at quickanddirtytips.com. While you're there, be sure to get more money tips by signing up for the free newsletter, following me on Twitter. My username on Twitter is Laura Adams with no space, and joining the Money Girl Facebook page. You can email your money questions to money@quickanddirtytips.com. Or leave it on my voicemail line at 206-333-1610. I'm glad you're listening. Cha-ching! That's all for now. Courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life.
Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track, we care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.